The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and of course your host of this podcast. And welcome back to this week's episode. I swear, even when I take just a week or two off from the podcast, somehow it always feels like I've been gone forever. And I feel like I have so much to catch you guys up on. But if you've been keeping up with my vlogs, then you're pretty much already caught up. Honestly, life lately has just been a mix of juggling my 9-to-5 with content creation, planning for my 30th birthday, lots of brunch dates, doing a little spring cleaning here and there, some home updates, and my cousin was actually in town for the weekend and we had the best time. So I've just been doing a lot of living, laughing, and loving lately. But moving on to this week's episode, I'm really excited to have today's conversation. It's a topic that I've wanted to discuss for a minute now, but I feel like I did not have the right mindset or tools or anything of value to add to this conversation up until now. So today's episode is for the girls who are currently working a 9-to-5. Maybe you're trying to stay on top of your life. Maybe you're in your dream job currently, but you're struggling to find a work-life balance. Or maybe you're in a job that isn't necessarily where you want to be long-term, but it's where you are right now until you get to the next step in your life. Either way, if you've ever felt like your 9-to-5 is draining you, or like you're living for the weekend, or like your life is currently on hold until someday you can quit your job, then this episode is for you. Because same, I've been there, and honestly, I still find myself navigating this season of life. And just to give you a little bit of context of my background and kind of like my journey when it comes to my career, for a good like three and a half years, I was working completely for myself, running my coaching business, and I was also dabbling into the content creation side of things. So for three and a half years, I was completely working on my own for myself, and it was very challenging, but also amazing having that freedom. And then last year, I decided to pick up just a part-time work from home job just so I could have a little bit of stability, because one thing about entrepreneurship, it is not always stable. There's a lot of ups and downs. Last year, I was just craving a little bit more stability while I pivoted away from coaching and pivoted more towards content creation. So I just needed something to like stabilize me while I made that pivot. Last year, I started working part-time for a wellness company. It was fully remote and I really loved it because I was only working like maybe 2-3 hours a day max. So I had enough time to work on my business, create content, live my life, and do the things that I wanted to do. So it wasn't really a huge challenge for me. But then towards the end of last year, beginning of this year, I actually got promoted at that company. And now I'm working full time. And it's been a challenge, but it's been exciting and fun. I've been learning so much. I really, really enjoy it. And it's not something that I imagined myself doing when I was working for myself. I used to be the biggest 9-to-5 hater. And I'm not gonna lie, I still kind am, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But I didn't see my path going in this direction, but it just so happened to unfold this way. And I'm really grateful to be where I'm at. I feel very blessed to have the stability that I have and to still be able to create content and do the things that I'm passionate about. But it's definitely been a challenge trying to find. So lately, I've been thinking a lot about how to romanticize this current season of my life, even though it might not be the end goal, because although I really do enjoy my current job and I enjoy the company that I work for, it definitely isn't like my end all be all. I have bigger goals that I'm working towards, but this is where I am right now. So I'm trying to do my best to romanticize this season, to find a balance and all that. And something that I want to mention before we get into this episode is that if you're currently in a toxic work environment or your mental health is suffering, I am not saying to put up with that. If you are in a situation like that, please create your exit strategy to get yourself out of that. I'm more speaking to the people who are maybe trying to find a better balance in their work life, or maybe they're constantly feeling burnt out, or you're dreading Mondays, or you're waiting for some future version of your life to finally feel good. In this episode, I'm sharing the mindset shifts, the routines, and the little rituals that have helped me beat the Sunday scaries, find more balance, and actually start enjoying my life now and not waiting for the weekend. So whether you're working your 9-to-5 while building your dream, or you're trying to find a better work-life balance, or you just need a reminder that work is not your entire life, this episode is for you. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So as I mentioned, I used to be the biggest 9-to-5 hater, and don't get me wrong, I still very much am to some degree. For me, the idea of doing this forever is not my dream personally. So when I decided to get a part-time job and then it becoming more full-time, I was definitely a bit hesitant. I felt like I was going in the wrong direction and that I was doing the exact opposite of what I wanted to be doing. But now that I'm here, I know that this is exactly where I'm meant to be for this season of my life. I am learning certain lessons. I am growing, and I know that where I am right now is leading me towards my end goal and the bigger picture that I have for myself and my life and my dreams. But since this is where I'm at right now and this is the current season of my life, I might as well make the best of it. And I think that's been the biggest lesson for me, is accepting that the path to getting to where I want to be looks a little bit different than what I thought it would look like. And once I accepted that, okay, this is what it is, this is where I'm at, let me make the best of it, that's when I was able to start changing my mindset, feeling better about this season of life, and actually enjoying my job and romanticizing my life. I finally figured out a routine, found the right mindset and the tools that have helped me feel good about this season. I personally really enjoy my job. I enjoy what I do. Now I don't feel like work takes over my life. I don't feel like I'm living for the weekends anymore. I don't feel like I'm stuck. I feel genuinely really good about where I am in life. And I think one of the biggest things that's helped me was shifting how I view my 9-to-5. And instead of resenting it or letting my job define me, I started romanticizing it a little bit. This is going to sound really silly, but I promise it's made the biggest difference. But I started treating my 9-to-5 and in general this season of my life like a show, and as if I'm playing a character. And in this season of my show, this is my current storyline. I think that we should do this no matter what season we are in life. I feel like it just makes life more fun. And another thing is I stopped taking everything so personally, especially things at work. I stopped letting work be so serious. Don't get me wrong, I still show up and I do my job and I feel like I take pride in the work that I do, whether it's work for my 9-to-5 or work for myself, but I just don't take things so seriously anymore. At the end of the day, I'm not curing cancer, okay? I'm not saving lives. So whenever I find myself getting worked up or overwhelmed or frustrated, I just need to take a step back and remind myself, this is not your everything. This is just the current storyline of this season of your life. And that mindset shift made it so much easier for me to detach, protect my peace when I need to, and do my job well and still enjoy my life. So it's okay if the current job that you're at isn't your forever and you know that. You can still enjoy this season. You might as well, if this is where you are, if you know the job that you have is where you're at, you might as well make the most of it. And the way that you experience things is entirely based on your perspective of the situation. So you could be at your current job and think, wow, I am working at a 9-to-5 that I don't love. I don't want to be here. I want to be my own boss. I want to be an entrepreneur, but this is where I'm at. I hate it. Or you could look at it in a completely different light. So a way that I shift my perspective is by finding gratitude for my current job. And I know that's so much easier said than done, especially if you are not in a toxic work environment or you aren't doing something you absolutely hate. I can genuinely say I love my job. I love what I do. I enjoy the people that I work with. I have a healthy work environment. So it's easier for me to be grateful for my job. So I'm very well aware of that. But focusing on gratitude really helped change my perspective. I also want to talk about Sunday scaries for a minute. More importantly, why I think they happen. We've all felt them before, that pit in your stomach, that dread of the upcoming week. And it's not always just about work. Sometimes it could be about everything else that we have to do, or it could be about something that we're avoiding or not looking forward to. It could just be the feeling that time is moving too fast and we feel like we're behind. I feel like there are many reasons why we experience Sunday scaries. And I think when we do experience Sunday scaries, it's easy to jump to the conclusion that something is really, really wrong. Like we must hate our job and need to quit everything and change your entire life. And don't get me wrong, there have been times in my life where that was true. I have felt that dread because I was either in a toxic work environment or I was doing something that completely drained me. But I don't think that is always the case. So recently I started feeling the Sunday scaries again for the first time in literal years. And I had to pause and ask myself, okay, what is this really about? Because as I said, I actually love my job. I love the work that I'm doing. And I definitely don't hate my life. If anything, I am more in love with my life than ever before. So I knew that it wasn't like the typical Sunday scaries that I had experienced in the past. And I dug a little deeper. And what I found was the reason why I was experiencing Sunday scaries was because I wasn't consistently showing up for myself. I wasn't doing the little things that keep me grounded and make me feel like myself. I didn't really have a proper balance or schedule between my 9-to-5 and creating content or anything else in my life, really. I started to feel like I was working more than I was actually living. So I don't really see Sunday scaries as a negative thing anymore. I actually see them as a signal or a sign that something is off and something needs your attention. So if you've been feeling Sunday scaries as well, try looking at what your Sunday scaries are trying to tell you. So some things you could ask yourself, is there something that I'm currently avoiding or putting off? Do I feel supported or fulfilled by how I'm spending my time? Or what part of my life feels out of alignment? Or do I feel like I'm neglecting an important part of myself or my life right now? And so once I realized what my Sunday scaries were trying to show me, the first thing I had to shift was my mindset, especially around working at my 9-to-5 and the things that have been weighing on me the most. And for me, it wasn't just work. It was also the lack of routine and structure in my schedule that was making everything else in my life feel very chaotic and overwhelming. Some gentle reminders that I had to give myself were, one, I am so grateful to have stability. Some other reminders that I gave myself were, my job is what I do. It's not who I am. A quote that I heard on TikTok recently is, you don't have to love your job, but you should love the life it allows you to live, which I love that one. It really helped me shift my perspective. Some other reminders, I'm allowed to slow down even when there's still more to do. That one is a really important one for me because balancing a 9-to-5 and content creation, there is a never-ending to-do list, and it's so easy to just get caught up in that. Some other reminders that were really helpful were, this may not be my dream job, but it's funding my dreams, and I'm not stuck here, I'm building something here. Also, another thing that really helped me shift my mindset was when I started to look at my schedule as something that I could design to my benefit rather than something I had to survive. And because of that, I stopped putting myself last and I started to create a routine that supported me and not just having to get things done. And that mindset shift alone created so much space for me to start actually living again. And that kind of leads me to how I've been creating and finding balance in my 9-to-5 and just a better work-life balance in general. And I already said this, but I just want to reiterate, I know I'm very lucky to have a pretty flexible work schedule. I work from home and I don't have like strict clock-in hours. I can pretty much clock in, so to speak, whenever I want. And that ability gives me a lot of freedom in how I plan my day. So if some of these tips don't or can't directly apply to your life, just take what resonates and adjust the rest. The whole point is just to create a routine that supports you. And so now, instead of letting work kind of bleed into every corner of my day, I have started setting gentle but very firm boundaries that help me feel more in control of my schedule and also help me feel like me again. So some things that have helped me create more of a work-life balance is, number one, I keep my mornings so sacred. I will not do anything work related until I've done my morning routine. I have learned the hard way how skipping that time in the morning can really affect me. Along with that, I also set very clear boundaries around my time, meaning I do not check work emails after hours. I recently deleted Slack off of my phone because I found that I would check it like after hours, and then like if I got a message, I would want to respond to it right away. So I just completely deleted it off my phone, and I try to mentally clock out when my workday is done. I also allow myself to take real breaks, whether that's going on a midday walk or changing my environment. Little things like that really help kind of reset my energy. And speaking of energy, I also am very adamant on protecting my energy, and that looks like saying no to things that would require me to pour from an empty cup. Even if I feel bad for saying no, I know that it's better to say no to something that I know I don't have the capacity for than to say yes and feel resentful or not perform that task well. So I'm trying to do better with that. And this one is kind of difficult, but I try to leave work at work, and it's difficult because I work from home. But when I am done with work, I kind of mentally shift out of work mode. I close, shut down my computer, step away from my desk, and kind of just create a little ritual to mentally feel like I'm done with work. Another thing I do is I make Mondays feel good. I love to ease my way into the work week. I don't like to start off hitting the ground running or having like a big to-do list on Monday morning. So I like to have like a slower Monday full of more low-key tasks. So I will not book any meetings on Mondays. I like to have a cute breakfast, maybe put on a cute outfit, put on a good playlist, light a candle, anything to like just set the mood for the week. And aside from that, I also use Sundays to reset because listen, there is no worse feeling than it being 8 p.m. on a Sunday night and your house is a mess. There's a pile of laundry staring at you. The fridge is completely empty. Honestly, I cannot think of a worse way to start the week. So I do like to use Sundays to reset and prepare myself for the week. When it comes to finding balance with content creation and my 9-to-5, that is a lot. Let me just say that has probably been my biggest struggle, is finding a balance between those two things. So some ways that I've been finding balance is I like to use the weekends to plan and brainstorm content, so I'm not scrambling during the week trying to figure out what content to create. I also like to pick one or two days to batch create content or just also capture content naturally as I go about my day, just so I have like a lot of footage to work with. I also try to edit a little bit each day so it doesn't pile up and feel extremely overwhelming. If I vlog one day, I will try to edit from that day or at least the day after. And most importantly, I do not force anything. If I'm not feeling creative or inspired, I just kind of take a step back. I feel like the creative ideas kind of flow to you when you don't force things, when you focus on something else. So when I am feeling that lack of creativity, I don't force it. I will focus on something else. I will go on a walk. I will literally do anything but try to force content. One of the biggest shifts for me lately has been realizing that my life isn't on hold until the weekend or until a vacation or until I quit my job. My real life is happening now, and I get to create moments that feel beautiful and fulfilling even in the middle of the week. So some of the ways that I romanticize my life even more is by romanticizing my weekday mornings and my evenings. So like being intentional about my routine before and after my 9-to-5. So that could be as simple as lighting a candle while I journal, or making my space feel really cozy, or playing music while I cook. Little rituals that make just the ordinary moments feel very special. I also love to take advantage of the flexibility that I do have, whether that's working from a coffee shop or going on a midday walk or even planning a spontaneous micro trip during the weekend, whether it's like a 4-day weekend or whatever the case might be, just really taking advantage of having a flexible schedule. And then reconnecting with things that I enjoy, like hobbies, rest. Not everything has to be productive or monetized. Sometimes reading, painting, or just being outside is enough for me. Also, letting go of the guilt around doing less. Something that I've had to change my mindset around is that rest isn't a reward. I don't need to earn rest. And also slowing down or taking time off or choosing not to be productive doesn't mean you're going to fall behind or that you're wasting time. Other ways that I romanticize my life is treating myself even on, let's say, a random Tuesday. I don't wait for special occasions like my birthday or a holiday to treat myself or to celebrate something. I will have a solo lunch date on a random Tuesday. I will enjoy a pretty matcha or buy a new candle. I do not need a reason to treat myself or to spoil myself. And that's one thing that I really love about myself, is that I truly feel like I deserve all the good things that life has to offer. Another way that I like to romanticize my life is creating beauty in my space and around me. So you guys know I make my monthly flower bouquets and I really enjoy doing that every single month. Another thing that I do to create space for my real life and romanticize my life is to make sure my plans make it out of the group chat, okay? Because how many times do we plan with our friends, oh, let's travel to this place, or let's try this new restaurant, or let's go do this hobby, and then you never do it. We are making sure plans make it out of the group chat, okay? So I've been very intentional about that. For example, my cousin coming to visit me this weekend, I'm so glad we made that happen because I had the best weekend with her. We spent the entire weekend doing all the things that we used to love doing as kids, and I was able to show her some places that I love out here. So it was just so nice to have a chill girls' weekend. And then I felt inspired and motivated to have a really great week because I felt rejuvenated. I felt alive. I felt inspired. So make sure your plans make it out of the group chat. And then I kind of already mentioned this already, but romance romanticizing the current season of my life because there is so much beauty here right now. Even if this is not exactly where you want to be, trust me, I get that. I find myself like in that mindset of like, oh, I want to be here. I want to have this. But there is so much beauty in this current season of my life, and I don't want to take that for granted. I don't want to neglect that. So I really do my best to be present in what is happening right now. So those are some ways that I like to romanticize my 9-to-5, find a better work-life balance. These are some things that I do that help me beat the Sunday scaries. And honestly, it's been so helpful. And before we end off today's episode, I just want to leave you with this. Whether you are at your dream job or not, whether you loved your current job or hate it, whether you're employed or unemployed, whether you're a 9-to-5 corporate girly or an entrepreneur, whatever the case might be, I just want to remind you that you were not put on this earth just to answer emails and chase deadlines. Your worth isn't measured by your productivity, your output, or how much you get done in a day. Your life deserves to be experienced, not just on weekends, not just when you finally check everything off your to-do list, but now. I think it's not about necessarily doing more, it's about doing what matters most to you and showing up for your life in a way that feels good to you. And even if you're not exactly where you want to be yet, you don't need to wait to enjoy your life. So whether you're trying to overcome Sunday scaries, or you're still figuring out what your balance looks like, or you're trying to come to terms with where you are in this current season of life, just know you're not behind. You're right on time, and you're allowed to enjoy your life whether you are where you want to be or not. So that is all I have to say for today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed. If you did, I would so appreciate if you could rate and give the podcast a 5-star review. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.